The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. He came to fulfill them. If we ask ourselves, what exactly does that mean? What is the law and the prophets? It comes down to one simple thing: love God. In fact, remember when our Lord was asked by the Pharisees, what is the greatest law in all, the greatest commandment in all the law? He looked at that passage from Deuteronomy. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart and soul and strength. Then he said, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, in this the entire law and the prophets is fulfilled. St. Paul said something similar when he talked about the fact that if we love our neighbor, we've fulfilled the law. And so that's exactly what our Lord is telling us when he says, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a measure, but upon a lampstand, so as to give light to all in the house. Even so, let your light shine before men, in order that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And so it's by our goodness that we are going to be able to bring Christ into the world. Remember, he is the light, and he is within us. And so our task is to allow him to radiate through us. That doesn't mean by glowing in the dark, but rather it means through charity, through the way that we treat others, through the way that we act toward others. We think about what it tells us in the Acts of the Apostles about Saint Stephen, and it says his face was like that of an angel. His focus was on the Lord. They were throwing all kinds of accusations at him. They were doing all kinds of horrible things to him. He didn't lash out. He didn't fight back. He just simply turned to the Lord. And so that's something that all of us are able to do as well. It's not what comes naturally to us. We have to recognize that. And this is, again, if we have any question about how much we have been affected by sin, remember, we're made in the image and likeness of God. And being made in the image and likeness of God, it means that we were made to do what God does. God is love. So we're made to love and to be loved. That's the very purpose of our existence. And it is the only thing that will fulfill us. And yet, sin messed us up so badly that God had to become one of us and command us to do the very thing that we were created to do. How bizarre is that? And now we live in a country which is trying to tell us that the only thing that's going to fulfill us is selfishness. It's about looking out for number one. It's all about me. It's getting more stuff or whatever it might be. And how many fulfilled people have you ever met? They're not. It's amazing, however, if you talk to somebody who has almost nothing but they've got a good prayer life, they're fulfilled. They're joyful. They're charitable. They love God and they love the people around them because they're not looking at themselves. And so if we look at those two examples, we recognize that the more that we can have the Lord, the more that we're going to have the joy, the more that we're going to be fulfilled, the more that we are going to become the persons God created us to be. That's a real struggle for us because the devil, with all of his glitz and glitter, makes everything look really good. If you get more of this, if you have more of that, if you buy this thing, if you have this, that's going to make you happy. That's going to make you fulfilled. It's done just the opposite. Because now we have to guard all of our things. And we get angry if anybody comes near them. And we hoard them and we become frustrated. We become selfish. There's no freedom. So it's exactly the opposite of what we're being promised. But if we have the Lord, truly have the Lord, I mean, obviously, if you're in the state of grace, he is there. But are we allowing him to work in us and through us? Are we really seeking union with him in prayer? going deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery of the very person of Jesus Christ who dwells within us. Indeed, the Holy Trinity who dwells within us. If we have that, we're going to have fulfillment. If we have that, we're going to have peace and we're going to have joy, even in the midst of all the nonsense. And so that's what our Lord is looking for. Nothing is going to pass away from the law. Nothing is going to pass away from the prophets. Oh, sure, we can look at it and say, well, but didn't he do away with all the ritual laws? Yes, he did. So remember, there are two kinds of laws in the Old Testament. There are ritual laws and there are moral laws. All the moral laws are still 100% in effect. The ritual laws have been done away with because they weren't necessary for what our Lord was doing. The moral laws are all there. Why? Because the moral laws are about loving God and loving neighbor. Period. That's why none of it will pass away. But it's also all written right in our own hearts. We aren't doing these things just because it says, well, the book of Leviticus says this or whatever. Jeremiah said, God said through Jeremiah, he would write his law in our minds and our hearts. That's what he did. The law comes down to one word, love, charity, agape, whatever you want to call it. That's what it's all about. And nothing will pass away from the law because nothing can pass away from that law. Because only love is perfect. And if we have that love, that's what we're going to have for all eternity.